News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
This is...
It is 20 years now since an attempted job interview went sideways in one of the more entertaining ways. A gentleman showing up to be interviewed for a job in the BBC found himself stuck on the telly.
Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah.
So that was meant to be Guy Cuny. It was actually Guy Goma who was in there for a job interview. And we'll hear in a second the impact that interview had on him. Beforehand, the man who grabbed him from reception and stuck him on the telly was Elliot Gotkin. And Elliot and Guy have just written the book, The Wrong Guy. Elliot, the bit that I didn't realise in this was the extraordinary impact it had on your career.
Absolutely. I mean, look, at the time, I mean, I thought my world was over, because after this cock-up, which the subtitle of the book being the inside story of TV's greatest cock-up, and I think most people would agree that it was that great of a cock-up to warrant that that accolade. After that happened, you know, I was producing the business news on the news channel or the News 24 on the BBC, and I was also doing some reporting shifts. And after that incident, I was basically banned from going on air. Indeed, I was asked to cover a reporter who was off sick. I came in into the morning after a bank holiday Monday, a couple of weeks after the event. And I hadn't even sat down before my manager took me aside and told me that he couldn't let me on air because higher ups, he said, wanted to put a letter on my file and that he would have to see how the mood music was before allowing me back on air. And for someone who aspires and you know, had great ambitions to, you know, make his mark as a broadcaster, as a correspondent, this, you know, felt like the death knell for my career at the BBC. And so, you know, for me, it just felt that, you know, I had to look elsewhere. And so a few months later, November of 2006, I left the BBC and I joined Bloomberg Television early in 2007.
I would have thought that anybody who had spent, the higher ups, if they spent any long time in high turnaround broadcast journalism, their reaction would be, there but for the grace of God go I, and let's try to put some arms around this guy. But whatever about the impact on you, Guy Goma, what about the impact from your perspective? Because you, I hadn't realised this bit either. Apart from being forced onto the television, you still ended up having to do the job interview straight after. Did you get the job?
No, I didn't get that job. I don't know why. I don't know why, because it made me sad and it broke my heart, to be honest with you, because I was expecting that job as everything I was doing, and it was matching with what I learned.
Now, you're 20 years on from the actual incident. Do you still get recognized? And if so, what do people say?
That question is coming every time people meet me on the street or when they meet me somewhere, they say, Guy, did you get a job? I always say to them, no. It was not my decision to get that job. And every time people are recognize me on the street, yeah, everywhere I'm going. Now, it become like a hobby for me, being a hat or a hoodie to try to maybe to mask my face.
And did you manage to make a few quid even if you didn't get the job? Because I'm sure you got public appearances and you know, panel shows and stuff out of it.
After that, I managed to get a job with people with learning disability, which one until now I'm working with. So, and also doing some appearances to different channel or wherever they need me.
And what about you then, Elliot? You talked about shifting from the BBC to Bloomberg. Where are you now?
So for the past few years, I've been freelancing for CNN as a correspondent. And actually, a couple of years ago, I was part of the team that won an Emmy at CNN for breaking news coverage of the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. So I've got that nice statuette with me. And so certainly, you know, at the time, it felt like, you know, my world was kind of, you know, closing in on me. But now with the benefit of hindsight, 20 years on, I can't have any complaints. So I do that in terms of freelance reporting. I MC events and, you know, moderate panels and the like. And one interesting thing that I haven't discussed with any of the other multiple interviews that we have done since the launch of the book just last week is that I also do media training. And one thing I always have pretty much at the start of my media training sessions, this is with, you know, bosses of big companies or founders of startups or whoever needs it, is I often play them the Guy Gomer clip to show them that no matter how ill-prepared they think they are, or how little they think they know about the subject, or how nervous they think they are going to be when they stand up before the audience or have a camera thrust in their face, they will never be as ill-prepared or as unexpectedly interviewed or be speaking in a second language as Guy Gomer. And so if Guy can put it off, then, you know, they really should have nothing to worry about. But of course, up until now, I've never said that was actually me. But now I guess I'm going to have to come clean.
It is a very entertaining yarn. The book is The Wrong Guy. It is by Elliot Gotkin and, of course, featuring Guy Gomer. Guys, thank you both very much. That's
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.